Hello, this is Kendall Parts here on the Killing It with Kendall Parts podcast. Oh, man. It's Wednesday. A lot has happened. So, Tuesday, right? Monday night. A lot to talk about. Finally, Willis finally comes down with the, let's say, fifth indictment, because the superseding indictment does count. It's the same case, but it does count. So can't really call it the fourth because it's the superseding one in the documents case. So the fifth indictment of Donald Trump is finally here. And Fannie Willis was calling homies by their government name. You know, when the black woman, when the elderly black woman calls you by the government name, you are in the world of trouble. Donald John Trump, Rudolph William Lewis Giuliani, John Charles Eastman. It was somebody that was a third, like such and such, the third. She was this bodying with the middle names, man, and you know what? All right, so Arthur, he was black himself, right? You know, in my view, right. And the mamas, I remember, Dora Winifred Reed. What did you just say? That's where, they would say some word that was bleeping out, right? She said it to her mama. She said, Dora Winifred Reed, what did you just say to me? Can I have a soda? And one time, I remember this episode when Arthur hit DW. I forgot his middle name. Arthur Denford. It was the same last name, middle name. Arthur Denford Reed, come here. And boy, he said, uh-oh, middle name. That's when a black woman called you by the middle name, the perks go up. You know, but yeah, man, it's the fourth indictment. He's due to surrender by August 25th. He and the 19 co-defendants. Was it 19? Yeah. You know, cause it was, 18. It was 19 in total. Donald Trump and 18 others. All 19 got to surrender by August 25th. And They could be in jail, man. Something called rice. Hold on, let me get. Shut up. I like having my other phone with me when I spew these things out on. I like to be faster. Okay. Hold up. Okay, the jail is called Rice Street Jail. So, you gotta go to Rice Street 24/7. Oh my lord, can he actually go to jail before the trial? Oh my lord. And the GOP, man, they are so shameless. Like, what are you doing running for president if you don't want to call this dude out, but you want to talk about politicizing the DOJ? And you going with his talking point. You might as well just hang up and wait for you to be vice president, possibly. Wait to see if your name is going to be called for vice president. Just a straight up sucker party. And I hope they, and I think they're going, I don't like to predict the lessons. The lessons are so predictable. I mean, unpredictable. But, man. I think we extending that Senate lead, including getting Ted Cruz up out of here in Texas with the Colin dude. 2024 is gonna be crazy. Yeah, man. Donald Trump. These last two indictments, the January 6th and the state indictment in Georgia, these are the most two important ones. And you can't, unless they change the rules, they good for changing the rules when it don't benefit them. But in Georgia, you cannot pardon somebody. So, and in order to do so, you gotta have some crazy stuff going on. That takes a lot of time, allegedly. So, if he does go to jail, but man, we can't let this dude anymore. And you know, Joe Biden doing what he's doing. So I'm gonna be going to Hawaii soon on August 21st, I think. And the debate is happening that next day, I think. August 23rd is when the debate comes. And that's Wednesday, I think it is. I'm watching, because that's going to be a free show, whether Donald Trump is there or not. I hope Donald Trump is there, because he's going to make it. But then, he's probably going to get arrested. So he's probably going to go to jail on the day that, and surrender on the day that the primary debate is. Whew. You know, and in the last few weeks, he said some crazy stuff about the time he messed around with the YSL dude. I think it's Mondo. YSL Mondo. Man, it's... It's going down, down, down. Down, down. It's going down. And now, I'm telling you. Ooh. Cam. Yeah, so. Woo. It's about to go down. Probably some more news breaking. We'll see what happens, man, but. It looks like Donald Trump is finally facing some consequences. All right. Ooh. So yeah, I'm sorry I was quiet for a minute. March news just got out 30 minutes ago. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis has asked a judge to set a March 4th trial date for Trump and 18 co-defendants over attempts to subvert the 2020 election in the state of Georgia. So, it could be March the 4th, the trial date. And they say it could be televised. Woohoo! I'm telling you. That's going to be a show. Alright. It's killing it. Killing the parts. I'm killing the parts. Talk to you guys later. Talk to you guys later, man. All right? Goodbye.